AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Fears of a Russian invasion into Ukraine continue to loom. President Biden today will be in phone conversations with transatlantic leaders seeking deterrence and diplomacy. The West is on high alert. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling the international community that the Kremlin could be working on a false pretext to launch a war in Europe.
It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia. The invented discovery of a mass grave, a staged drone strike against civilians, or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
It's estimated 150,000 troops are posted around Ukraine's borders. California becomes the first state in the nation to adopt an endemic coronavirus policy. That means people will learn to deal with the virus instead of locking down. Governor Gavin Newsom explains his plan.
Moving from this crisis mentality, moving from a reactive framework to a framework where we are more sentinel our approach.
The chancellor of California State University has resigned. Joseph Castro was accused of mishandling sexual misconduct allegations against an official at Fresno State University. A judge in New York's ordered Donald Trump and two of his children to give sworn statements about their business dealings within 21 days. Our Jennifer King reports this stems from the Attorney General's investigation into allegations of false business reports.
If the ruling is upheld, it would force the former president to decide whether to answer the questions under oath or take the Fifth. Trump's attorneys argue the AG is engaging in selective prosecution.
Weather experts are rushing to Leeds, Alabama, where it appears a tornado took down trees, crushed a mobile home, and left thousands of people without power. Canada's won bronze in men's curling at the Beijing Olympics. This is AP News. Congress has approved funding to avert a government shutdown this weekend. Our Mike Grassier reports.
On a bipartisan 65-27 vote, the Senate gave final approval. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. The temporary measure was designed to give bipartisan bargainers more time to reach agreement on a package to finance federal agencies until fall. Although all sides agreed an election year shutdown would be politically damaging, conservatives forced votes on amendments, including one on COVID-19 vaccine mandates. They were defeated along mostly party lines. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Authorities say more than 280 people have been evacuated from a ferry in northwestern Greece. It caught fire overnight while heading to southern Italy. One person was injured, but no one is reported missing. The rescued passengers are being transported to the island of Corfu. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.